KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, I think we're going to talk about food today because we got a couple of guys who know how to spice up our lives. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities food and beverage manager, C.J. Condon.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. Boy, I've eaten your food, man. It's good.
Well, thank you very much.
My aunt was a resident there for many years.
Oh, neat.
So I got to come and have lunch with her, dinner with her pretty regularly, and it is just delicious.
Well, fantastic.
Yes. And also joining us, Kyle Waterman.
Hello, John.
How are you? You are the spice guy.
I am. I work with World Spice Merchants. I am their operations manager.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about you guys, because I first want to know about you, CJ, because all that great food you make for everybody up there at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Talk with me about where you got those skills.
Me personally, I've kind of been around. I've been here in the Valley quite a bit, but I learned how to cook. I went to culinary school in San Francisco. Bounced around in restaurants there, learned everything I could before I brought everything back here to the Kalispell.
What is it that you do that's different? Because you don't, the food that you create there is not institutional food.
Correct. We try to get away from that stigma. You know, we are a full service restaurant that we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we pride ourselves on our specials and the freshness of the food that we create for our residents.
So you put a lot of effort in finding natural.
Absolutely.
Natural products.
Yep. You know. We use the co-op here in Kalispell here, the Western Montana Farmers Co-op. And anytime we can use fresh local ingredients, that's the route we go.
All right. So now, Kyle.
All right. So
how'd you get into spices?
How'd I got into spices and those fresh local ingredients that we have? So World Spice Merchants is a business that actually used to be out in Seattle, and it relocated here to the Flathead Valley about 2 years ago. And I work with World Spice as their operations manager. But What we are is an online retailer for spices and
You herbs. Guys weren't in the Alderwood Mall, were you?
No, we were not. We were down in Pike's Market.
Right downtown.
And we still have a flagship store, which is downtown Seattle. But honestly, this warehouse and the mail order shipping that we do, we got priced out of Seattle and we moved up here to the Columbia Falls area, just north of the airport.
All right. So, I've seen your place and I've been thinking about driving in there, but I go whizzing by so fast.
Well, I saved you an effort. I brought you some spices yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I brought you some as well, CJ.
Thank you.
These are gift packs that we do. So, we do custom blends, signature blends for just ourselves, using as fresh of ingredients as we have. Not everything is locally sourced because spices are international, but we bring everything here. We do the roasting and the toasting here locally, and then we grind these to order. So that just means that our spices are fresh in those jars and fresh going out.
All right, so let's see here. I got Voodoo, Seattle Salmon Rub, Sassy's Steak Spice, and
Ras El Hanout.
Ah, that sounds foreign to me.
It is. That one would actually be great in your Christmas cookies and stuff like that.
So what did you get?
So I got the steak knife or steak night set, and it's a chimichurri spice, Bar H beef rub, Sassy steak spice, and the Montreal steak and chop seasoning.
Boy, that just sounds wow. It just sounds so darn tasty.
So all of our stuff is, I mean, so all these that I just shared with you are signature blends that we've created. So they have, the Voodoo has the mustard seed and has the spice and it has the pepper and it has the salt. Then we do have some that are salt-free when it comes down to rubs. And that's part of the reason we work with Emmanuel Lutheran is that we do commercial service as well to industrial kitchens. But we also provide a whole bunch of options that are salt-free.
And salt-free, that'd be important in your world.
Absolutely it is. Yeah, there's more and more of a need for that and a want for that. You know, people just making the choice for themselves to kick the salt out of their diet. And that's where our creativity and our want to make our residents healthier comes into play.
Oh, we kind of were sneaking around here all over the place, but I want to get a little further into all of this, the spices in particular. We'll do that next. Okay. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus.
That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Well, I hope you're enjoying lunch right now because we're talking food. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Food and Beverage Manager C.J. Condon and Kyle Waterman joins us from World Spice. Okay, I want to go back to you, C.J., because as I've said, my experience there at Buffalo Hill Terrace in particular is that the food is just absolutely delicious. Probably, frankly, better than I did when I was certainly better than when I was a bachelor. What's your secret? What is it that you're doing? What do you want to create there?
Well, really, our secret is sourcing out local restaurant chefs. You know, not just one-minded people. It's bigger than myself or anybody else. We try to get as many people that have the most experience, that want to do good, that want to better themselves, and we bring those people in, you know, and we listen to our residents as well, you know, what they want, what they're used to throughout their lives, you know, and especially when they move in. I don't want to give them food that they aren't used to or accustomed to with that transition. So, yeah, listen and do right by them.
That's an interesting point because we're not out here to create this fine dining environment. This is everyday stuff.
It is, and we do have the comfort food side of things, you know, that people are used to, but we do spice things up, pardon the pun, and we do some fine dining things as well, you know, to impress and. That's where the fun is.
But I think the big thing is you have to remember that people live there. They're eating your meals three times a day, 7 days a week. So how do you keep it interesting?
Well,
we're delving into secrets here, folks.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, we like I said before, the minds that we have brought in, you know, with the different restaurant people that we have, you know, everybody that has been in a restaurant for a long time, they all have their niche, their thing that they do the best. And when you can collaborate and make different recipes, and that's really what we try to do. And really taking those classics that people are so used to and maybe doing a few spins on them, you know, that we're still going to put things out that everybody knows what it is, but put our own spin on it.
Now, I've caught something here, and it may be just me, but I notice you don't refer to it as a dining room. You don't refer to it as a cafeteria. You call it a restaurant.
That's right. We are a restaurant, and we pride ourselves on that because we are a restaurant with a homey spin. You know, we see our front of the house staff. They get to know our residents on a daily level or on a daily basis, you know, and so it is a restaurant, but it also isn't. It's a little more homey and a little more personal.
Now, did you find Kyle or did Kyle find you?
I reached out to Emmanuel Lutheran again because we do commercial services, so I've reached out to a lot of restaurants here locally.
Sure.
Just to provide the service of what we can do of doing, again, they have multiple kitchens, so they needed to have large batches going to multiple locations at one time.
And so you are able to provide them with spices, but how do you keep it with the quantities that you need to provide them? How do you keep it interesting?
You know, we're unique. We're smaller than what you're going to find in your grocery store. Your McCormick's lines that you're going to find in a grocery store. And because of the scalable size, that we are a smaller organization and a smaller retailer, we keep spices on our facility for less than a year. So we're keeping things fresh as what we can so that we can get them out to people as fresh as they can.
Now, if I remember in talking with you guys before, one of the things you like to do is you like to grind it as it's needed as opposed to...
So we'll keep a lot of our spice blends whole. So we keep the cumin seeds whole and we keep the coriander whole. And then we're grinding it right before. It's pretty amazing how quickly you lose a spice profile when you start to grind down or open up a spice. Because what keeps spices flavorful is going to be the oils and just sort of the, what's all kept and trapped. And when we grind it and open it up, then that's what's going to be keep it fresh. So things like cinnamon, they really lose their flavor profile. And it's hard to say, John. I don't know how long your cinnamon has been sitting in your cinnamon cupboard. And then you have to go back and be like, how long did it sit on the grocery store shelf? And what we should be doing, especially with things like some of those holiday spices, a chef secret that people do is they just use fresh spices.
Well, let me ask you, just because is buying spices from you guys as more expensive than buying them off the store shelf?
I mean, it's hard to say. What you're finding on those star shelves are pretty expensive, and for what you're getting and the quality of it, I just don't think you're necessarily getting the same exchange. So I'm definitely, we offer a nice service. The other thing nice for locals here who live in the Flathead area is that you can order from us and come and pick up at the warehouse. So you can do a click and ship or click and pick up at our facility as well. So you're getting out of shipping. So you're able to come out, and we actually will have an open house as we're getting ready for the holidays. On November 9th, we're having an open house, and we'll have a sale stocking up your cupboard for the holidays.
How about some of these exotic spices that you talk about? I mean, for example, you just gave me a gift of four great spices. Talk to me about how I would use voodoo, for example.
Okay, well, so voodoo is definitely a very signature spice. It is a salt. It is a salt blend. It is something that's more of a finishing. I use voodoo, sort of that secret ingredient that you put into something. I would use it on roasted vegetables a lot. But honestly, I really like it on a fresh egg. Because I like an egg and toast in the morning. So I like putting the voodoo onto that. It's a little bit of hint there. I also gave you Ras El Hanout, which, again, right now, cinnamon is something that's coming up. It's a good holiday flavor. That Ras El Hanout has a lot of cinnamon in it. I would use it either on my lambs, or I sometimes put it into sort of like my banana breads or a pumpkin bread and stuff like that I make.
So you steal secrets like that?
Yeah, I'm writing it all down right now.
CJ and Kyle are Waterman with me, and Kyle Waterman are with me. And what we're going to talk about next is the part of it we haven't talked about yet, and that's the health benefits. That's coming up next. Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. Talking with the guy who makes all the food possible and makes it tasty at C.J. Condon at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, food and beverage manager. And we have Kyle Waterman, who's giving us some great secrets here about spices from World Spice Merchants. So let's talk about the health benefits of all this, because that's one thing you have to be very careful of, CJ, is making sure that what you prepare for the residents there at Emmanuel Lutheran is healthy.
That's right, yeah. The big thing is cutting out the salt for me personally. Cutting out that salt, but still getting the flavor, getting the things that are going to keep us interesting and keep our residents wanting to come back for more.
So, why is salt such a big deal to you?
Well, the sodium level and things, you know, most things that you create in your own kitchen, if you're buying off the shelves, most of that stuff already has a high sodium level. So if you're going to throw, most chefs are trained just to sprinkle a little more salt on it that brings out the flavor.
Bam!
Yeah, exactly, bam. And, you know, you have to get away from that in where we are, you know. So we pride ourselves, we challenge ourselves to create those flavors to keep it flavorful without the spice.
Well, let's talk about some spices here. What's your favorite?
Let's see. I am a big salt person, I have to admit to that part. But honestly, one of my favorites, which is a salt-free that we have, is a taco spice. And ours, so World Spice has a salt-free option.
He's writing that now.
and it is a good example. I think that too often we hear, or we are put onto that diet. We hear the word diet, and we start to think, oh, this is going to be bland. We hear salt-free, it's going to be bland. Yeah. It can be flavorful. So you can be working with, and what I think I like about our taco spice is that it just has a lot of paprika in it, and it's bringing that flavor forward. Mm-hmm. So you can have a flavorful meal and actually still be on your diet. Some other just healthy benefits that are out there right now. Turmeric is one. I brought a cookbook about turmeric. You know, turmeric is getting really popular, and I think a lot of people hear about it, that it's anti-inflammatory. So it's supposed to be very good for your arthritis, and I think that different people have been taking them, and there's a push to have turmeric pills and stuff like that. It is popular. It is proven to actually help with some anti...
What does it taste like?
Well, so turmeric is sort of your basis of a lot of curry. I mean, that's that true pungent mm-hmm. yellow spice that you see in curries. Some recommendations I have, somebody that from I've been using it a little bit more, I slice up a potato, parboil it, and then I fry it in oil with some onions, and I put turmeric into that. It's a great way to get around if you're also trying to exclude butters and stuff like that, a way to mm-hmm. bring some flavor in and just get your ingesting some more of that turmeric in. Okay. Another thing that's popular there is that you can put it into like smoothies and stuff like that.
Yeah. So how about ginger?
Ginger is, again, it improves digestion and is supposed to help your circulation. Always would recommend that people remember that there is always fresh ginger out there in the store, and there's sometimes the best thing to do is cut up a ginger root. But another thing that you can do is when you take in ginger that we have, you could put that into a pill form, or again, use it in a smoothie, or use it in some of your cooking and adding in an extra layer.
All right, and cinnamon. I always love cinnamon on toast.
Cinnamon on toast, cinnamon on just slices of apple is pretty good as well.
Yeah.
Especially to help you with your blood sugar balancing. I think it's one of those examples of that I think the reason we think about that is and balance it off. Mm-hmm. If you're also avoiding sugars and stuff like that, it just has a powerful pop to it. So it gives us a good more reason to eat more cookies. and again, it's something that you can put into, there are definitely health bar mixes and stuff like that that you could be making up yourself. And cinnamon, it's just really going to be good for your circulation.
Wow, this is fun. Talking spices with Kyle Waterman. And you guys are at 62 Arcadia Way. That's actually right off Highway 2, just south of Columbia Falls, right?
That is correct. Just north of the airport.
All right. That's a good place to visit. And, of course, CJ, congratulations again on preparing such wonderful meals there for Imagine Lutheran Communities.
Well, thank you very much.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.